Academic Aesthetic for Wednesday, March 12, 2008. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and this is a call for help. Okay, so maybe I'm not panicking as much as that sounded, but let's put it this way. Within minutes of me posting my podcast on Monday, I got an email from Micah saying that my proposal to present at Micah this year had been approved. And if you follow me on Twitter or Pounce, you already knew this, but hey, this is awesome, and I wanted to say it again. Now, this does leave me with a dilemma. I will be presenting on podcasting tips and tricks, of which I've been doing this long enough, I think I know a few. And I like to use a wiki as my handout, or at least a website where I can just, you know, give them a business card, just something with the web address on it. You mean, there's Wi-Fi at the convention, so of course they can go to the website there, possibly even sitting right in front of me, and just say, you know, here you go. It's a lot more efficient, it's a lot less wasteful, we don't have all these papers flying around. And you know what? It just makes me look a little more techie, which I'm not ashamed to do. Now, when I first presented at Micah, I presented on blogging, and for that, I used a wiki. It was a great event. I had a lot of fun doing it. I think I had more fun with the wiki's creation than actually presenting it, actually, because I put up a very basic outline about blogging and education, and I put a call out for people to edit the wiki, and I had people all over the world going in and throwing their 2 cents in, and every now and then I see someone still goes in and makes a change, makes an edit, fixes a link on the blogging wiki that I created. I'm not so sure I want to do the same thing with podcasting. I created a wiki for podcasting that I didn't promote as much, didn't catch on as much, but I don't even know if I want to use that because, well, 3 years ago, I couldn't find as many wikis on blogging to use, and I'm a do-it-yourselfer, so I did it myself. Now, there are so many resources out there, and I've heard more than one person talking about how the cool thing about wikis is, you know, crowdsourcing, so why do we have everyone making their own wiki? So, basically, I have a question for you. My loyal listening audience, or at least I'm pretending I have a loyal listening audience, I don't know. I haven't checked my feed stats in a while, so I don't know how many of you are still subscribed. Should I create a podcasting wiki for this conference? One that could be used as the handout? Or is there a podcasting wiki already that I could use that has a lot of tips and tricks on it? Or could, you know, be edited to have a lot of tips and tricks on it that I could use for this podcast and say, here, I didn't start this wiki, but it's a great resource, and everything you need to know is on here, and oh, by the way, here's my presentation. What do you think? Please, I would love to hear your response, and you can respond by doing one of several things. You can go to my website, that's the primary place, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. Just tell me, hey, here's a good wiki, try that out. I suppose you could also email me at theartguy@gmail.com. Or another option is, if you are a delicious user, what I'd love to see you do is, if you find a really cool wiki that explains podcasting and has a lot of good information on it, just, you know, bookmark it and tag it Teachers20, and I will see that because I subscribe to anything delicious that ends up with that tag. It'll show up in my Bloglands account, and I'll see it right away, and that'd be awesome. So, until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and I'm going to Micah! Yes!